Mike and go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you completely free. So if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Yes, it is. After you do that, head on over to iTunes, hit subscribe on that motherfucker, and rate and review the podcast. Help get more eyes on the podcast so everyone sees it, and you'll be helping us out, and thank you.
Get eyes so they can see the audio podcast?
Get eyes on the podcast so they can see it, like when they're looking for it.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
It's okay. Not as weird as it sounded.
You need eyes to find this podcast.
You do, unless you're, like, psychic.
Nope.
Or you remembered the, like, what to do with your thumb on your iPhone.
If you don't have eyes, memory. Activate the accessibility feature on your phone that tells you everything.
Will Siri play, like, if you tell her play a podcast, we'll go to the podcast app?
You can have it open.
Yeah.
But I don't think she will actually play one.
But you can do the whole tap on something and it reads it back to you.
That's awful.
It is awful.
I feel bad for blind people.
When people accidentally activate it, it's so fucking annoying. Then it's double.
I don't know how to get back to it.
Then it's double tap on everything.
It's almost impossible to scroll.
Yeah.
Oh god.
How do you scroll on that? Like I've never gotten it.
You have to go to the very bottom and then it moves it up. So you go to pick the bottom one that's just out of sight and it moves the screen up.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah.
Because what if there's not? Well, I guess there always would be something on the bottom, but that's awful.
Yep.
With all that being said, let's start the podcast proper.
No.
Go.
Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today's episode, we'll start off with our assignments we gave out last week. We'll start with Joe, because this is extremely funny.
Why? What's extremely funny about it?
The show you had to watch and how awful it was.
So I ended up with Birds of Prey because some people here are friends to me.
Mike's a dick.
Other people hate me. If nobody knows what Birds of Prey is, it's actually based off of a comic book series. Right, Cody? Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I just don't remember when did they actually do an actual Birds of Prey comic. I know the team, it's DC characters, blah, blah, blah. The basic idea behind this show is you are following Barbara Gordon, the Oracle, at this point, Huntress, and what the fuck is the last chick's name? Dina? Yeah, D-I-N-A-H, Dina, who's like telepathic or something. I actually don't remember her from the original.
Because she wasn't.
She's not in the original team. Anyway, so on paper, this show sounds cool because you're following sub-Batman characters around. And I don't know.
So the idea behind this is Batman has a love child with Selina Kyle that he doesn't know about. No one knows about it, except for somehow Oracle finds out. I can't remember if it was because of medical records or a letter that Selina left behind when she was killed or something. I don't remember what it was. So, whole premise is Joker sends a, air quotes, minions out to Gotham City to wreak havoc. It ends up just being him, but they don't actually say it. They just show it happens to be him. Doesn't matter. Starts all sorts of shit, kills Selina Kyle, shoots Barbara Gordon, who then becomes the Oracle in a wheelchair and everything like that. The Huntress is in it. She somehow has superpowers for some strange reason.
They're cat powers?
Yeah, like, I don't know, because Catwoman, you'd get killed off, so, yeah, I don't know. And then this mysterious young lady gets introduced, and the whole premise of the show is they're trying to keep Gotham City crime-free because of all the events that happened, Batman lost his shit and became a giant pussy and ran off because Selina Kyle was killed and Barbara Gordon was shot, almost killed, and crippled, and apparently that just makes him lose his shit because he couldn't protect these people, and so he just runs away.
Yeah.
So that sounds very Batman-ish to me, because you know Batman, first to run from a fight.
Yeah. Oh no, somebody in my life died. Wait, I gotta run. Why am I Batman again?
See, this is the thing. His parents got killed. He ran away, became Batman.
Oh.
His friends get killed. He runs away, becomes Batmaner. That, which is basically more Batman.
Which means that he should be crushing somebody's skull.
Yeah, he's gonna come back as
vigilante.
Yeah, a vigilante, and just murder people. Oh. So yeah, the show's awful.
So yeah, the show's awful. If you've ever, for the guys out there, I'm sure girls have actually watched the show Charmed. If you've ever been passing by, I think it's TNT, and you've accidentally somehow watched the show Charmed. It's very much so shot like that and acted like that, but with DC characters. It's absolutely god awful. I actually paid for the first episode because I quote unquote couldn't find it anywhere else, even though later I found it on Amazon Prime, the first episode for free. So I feel bad for paying $2 for that thing.
As you should.
It was horrible to watch through. One of the worst parts of it, too, were that the Huntress, if you've seen her costume in the comic books, she wears a full mask, she kind of looks like a Batman hero and everything, but in the show, she's literally wearing just, like, pants and lingerie and no mask whatsoever. It makes no fucking sense.
Black Canary, that's who it was supposed to be. I had to look it up. The chick, Diana, whatever her name is, Diana Lance, is Black Canary.
Did Black Canary have telepathic powers? That was.
They gave people powers because apparently that needed to happen.
They introduced metahumans into it, yeah. Which I'm like, I don't recall metahumans anywhere in the Batman mythology up to that point. So where was I going with the other point?
Costumes.
Yeah, so they do these flashbacks then, where they show Barbara Gordon before she gets shot, before she becomes Oracle as Batgirl, and her costume was way better than Huntress's, and yet it was only used for maybe like a grand total of 10 minutes on screen for at least the first episode. Who knows how, you know, maybe they do more flashbacks in the later episodes. There was two surprising things in this episode, though. One, they actually got Mark Hamill to play the Joker's voice, but he didn't play the Joker. So they actually had, I swear to God, there were three different just Jokers in there. They did one with a flashback with Batman. They did another one with that killed or paralyzes Barbara Gordon, and then one who actually stabs and then stabs Selina Kyle, stands there while everybody's gathering around and just going, oh my god, somebody's gonna stop him. He's literally just standing right there, and then he drops the knife and runs. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. So yep. And then the second surprise was the second scene of the show, or second scene or so, is the Dina is on a bus to New Gotham, which I didn't understand why it was called New Gotham, even though it's, you know, whatever. It's Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad was on there.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting to see the early career, I guess, of him. I guess. I don't know. There's another guy in it. I don't really watch the TV show that he later starred on. Shamar Moore played one of the detectives.
Hold on. Look it up.
I think it's NYPD Blue.
He's in what's that thing? Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds, that's what it is. Yeah. To be honest, probably the best actor out of all of them.
The chick from The Replacements? The one that plays the cheerleader? Keanu's girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, it plays Helena Carter. Or Helena...
Helena Kyle.
Kyle, yeah. Who's the love child of Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the one that comes on the bus, the one that meets Aaron Paul, is the long-lost daughter of Black Canary, who in this one is Carolyn Lance. It's just, in somehow, from some reason, they have powers
for
which whatever. Made no sense to me. At one point, you would see Helena Kyle's eyes change into like a cat eye, but they don't like make any reference to why that's happening. She'll land, and you'll hear like
what
a
happened.
Cat.
Catwoman was licked back to life by
that,
cats.
That's probably the greatest thing of this show is that they seem to have just like oh, because you assume that Selina Kyle dies in Batman Returns, you assume it, and they just make the assumption that nope, she didn't. That she's still alive.
They tease it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see the tail whip.
But at one point in time,
Google imaging right now, the Batwoman suit's actually not bad.
That's what I mean. You look at the Batwoman suit and it looks actually pretty legit.
On paper, looks great until it's motion, and then you're like, oh, this is complete fucking garbage.
But then you look at that's her superhero costume right there. That's Helena Kyle's. That's the Huntress's. Superhero costume, and it's literally a fucking jacket. There's no mask, there's no nothing. She gets caught by Shamar Moore's character at one point, and he sees her full on. He knows what she looks like now. They have a little back and forth. She escapes, and then she jumps off of a balcony, probably about 10 stories down, lands on a building, and just runs off. And it's like, but how did she do that? She shouldn't have those types of powers.
It's just not good.
So, all in all, it was absolutely awful. It even had, like, the chick music going in the background during the beginning and the end, and it was awful.
Is this real, or is that fan art? Was John Stamos really Nightwing?
I don't think so.
I don't remember him being in it. It says Birds of Prey, Nightwing,
well, John Stamos. Just be fan art, but...
I don't remember him ever being in the show.
I think that's just a fan art thing that popped up. That's pretty awesome.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him in the credits here at all. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Who are we going to next? You want to throw it to...
We'll give it to Mike.
Mike?
Yeah. So I had the privilege...
We'll say privilege.
...of watching Blade the TV series... It was rough. Okay, full disclosure, I did not watch all of episode one. I watched parts of episode one and parts of episode, like, I think 4, 7, and 8 because I could not find it to download, rent it online anywhere.
Nobody, like, there's nobody in the world that's like, I don't want this.
No, dude, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And I wasn't going to drop down the two. Actually, I was going to, because I found the first two parts of part one of episode one. I was like, I'm going to watch these on YouTube. And then I like it because I couldn't find the rest of them. So I was all like, if it's tolerable, I'll jump on and buy it on iTunes for $2. I watched the first two parts. I was like, nope, I'm not paying for any of this shit. So then I jumped around and I watched basically around 30 or 40 minutes of the season in different. And it's bad. The dude who plays Blade.
Sticky Fingers.
Oh,
Kirk Sticky Fingers Jones.
Ugh.
So awful.
I'm trying to remember it. Did he even, like, Blade was known for his, his martial arts and his sword work. I'm trying to remember, did he even do, like, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he had fight scenes and he was, like, doing karate kicks and dumb shit. But the fight choreography was awful in it. Like, it was really bad. The opening scene, they're in Russia and this like, Russian soldier guy is just, like, running down this building. You don't really know what it is. It's just this big hallway, and he's just running and running and running, and then he stops and he turns around, and all of a sudden you hear a motorcycle revving up, and it pants the Harley Davidson symbol for like a minute and a half, so you're like, oh, I guess they're a sponsor. And it cuts at different angles, you know, of this badass guy on a motorcycle, and eventually it ends up Blade catching up. The Russian guy turns into a vampire. They fight, and it's one of the worst TV fights you're ever gonna see. Like, it's so shitty. And he looks like, when he pulls his sword out, and like, he's just like, he just looks dumb with it. Like, he
doesn't know what to do yet. Like,
and then
I missed the first day of choreography.
And then like the kicks that he was throwing and the punches, like, they were so wildly over exaggerated to like give time for him to be able to like do stuff. It was bad. Like, the fight scenes in the Blade movies can be kind of cheesy, but at least they're fast and crisp, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's at a movie budget, I guess.
Movie budget.
This one, no so much. It was pretty awful. His acting is just shit. Like, it's like he's doing an impression of Wesley Snipes doing Blade. Like he couldn't just put his own flavor on it, you know? Like,
Wesley Snipes was the only Blade so far up to that point. Well, I mean, there was a voice actor who did it for the Spider-Man series way back in the day, but yeah, there's nobody else to go off of.
Yeah, but so that should give you, like,
you should be able to
license to just kind of play with it a little bit,
make it your own. And
he didn't. He just basically did a bad, even to the point where he, like, shows his teeth like Wesley Snipes did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was you know what I mean? Like, when Wesley Snipes talked as Blade, he like, you know, gnarled a lot, you know, and he showed that his teeth are all fucking crazy and shit. Like, he would do that. Like, it was like he was just doing an impression of Snipes doing Blade, and it was pretty rough, man. It was
real quick.
Yeah.
So I was looking up stuff while you were talking about other things, and I closed the window by accident and went to Coming Soon, where I had a picture of the San Andreas poster that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, there was a Star Destroyer. In pull, just do me a favor real quick on your tablets, there, your iPads. Go to comingsoon.net. Just click on it, go to the page, and let it load. And you'll see, just look right in the middle of the page. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There's a Death Star, or the Star Destroyer, right in the middle of the screen.
Well, why wouldn't there be?
Exactly. Just, it's, well, once it loads, there it goes.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi sucks.
Your Wi-Fi sucks.
It's not my Wi-Fi. Where am I looking?
Do you see the San Andreas thing?
Nope.
Should be right on the top of...
Might I got go to Hayride that 2.
Yeah, it redirected me.
I got comingsoon.net, but
why
I've
does
got
your
different,
show different stuff. What the hell, man?
Get your shit together.
Oh, yours is a little one right there for some reason.
Let me see.
You can still see it, though.
I see a helicopter in the background.
Look in the top left corner.
I can see Star Destroyer. I can see what you're saying, that it does look like a Star Destroyer, but it also looks like a building to me.
Well, it is a building.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
You see it, right?
It has Star Wars on the mind.
Well, I thought someone did a mashup of, like, then I really was like, that's just it. And I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's a building. Force perspectives. So Blade the series sucks balls. That's a true statement.
For sure.
Yeah. It's
bad acting, bad dialogue.
Not good.
The action's not fun. Mm-mm. It's pretty rough, all in all. Which was weird because the ratings on iTunes, when I was looking to see how much it was, it's actually like pretty solid ratings.
Ugh.
Like, it's not as bad as you would hope it would be.
Those people are the same person, and it's Kirk Sticky Finger Jones.
Sticky Fingers.
He's just got like a bunch of accounts open up, and he's just rating it himself.
NotStickyFingers.org. NotStickyFingers2@StickyFingers.org.
But he's at least being intelligent about it. He doesn't give himself tens. He just gives himself, you know, probably what,
do
like
is I'll give him,
sevens?
Like, I'll give myself
a solid seven.
Like, 3 to 3.5 stars, people go, oh, that's not half bad. I'm going to watch this.
I didn't realize that it has a subtitle to it. So it's Blade House of Chthon.
Yeah, it's the vampire sect that he goes after in this show.
House of Chthon.
Yeah, it's awful. It's bad news. Not the bears, just bad news.
Yep, well, only one season.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Birds of Prey, only one season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's they're both awful. And speaking of awful...
Yeah.
My show that I had to watch is the live-action Richie Rich TV show on Netflix. I promised to watch 2 episodes.
Is it 30 minutes long for you? An hour?
They're 30 minutes. They're 20-something minutes long. They're the most wretched kids television show you could possibly imagine. So it is... on the par with these Nickelodeon shows like The Suite Life of...
The live-action shows that they do.
The different ones they have on there is like Suite Life of Jake and Cody or something like that or whatever they are. Just horseshit, soundstage shot, everything. Canned laughter. You know it's not shot in front of an audience because they would walk the fuck out on this. the whole premise is completely different than the cartoon. The only thing they got was some of the names and the fact that he is rich. So the cartoon, if you remember correctly, he comes from family money. His parents are extremely rich, so he is rich as well and has everything anybody would ever want. He has a ton of bank vaults full of his money. He has a dog named Dollar. He has Irona, robot maid.
He's got a McDonald's in his house.
That's from the movie, so no.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie was awful.
It's still
as well.
Canon.
But the movie was closer than this. What this TV show was. Because at least that one, he actually had rich parents. In this one, we don't know who his mom is. And there was no mention of her. His sister's a huge cunt the entire time. She's just a bitch to him always for being rich. I'm like,
but isn't they? Aren't they siblings then?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she be rich as well?
No. It's his money. So his parents aren't rich. His dad's not rich. He's rich.
Oh.
So the premise of the show is he used all the unused vegetables they never ate when he was a kid, when he was younger, and created a super fuel that he sold for trillions of dollars, making him super rich. So then he bought a mansion and all this crazy stuff to go with him, and he has a robotic maid named that is super inappropriate.
Which you can see in the trailers or pictures, whatnot. She's actually not robotic, obviously. She's a person. I mean, the actor.
Yeah, it's played by a person.
Like you say robotic.
Like in the cartoon, she was a robot. You can see she had metal skin, all that stuff. This one looks like an android, basically.
Yeah, so it's an actual person playing a robot. You know,
and she's super fucking hot. She's like, 16 years old, super hot, and like little French maid's outfit,
which is not appropriate.
Super inappropriate, like bizarrely inappropriate. Like and then he has this nerdy little friend who's like his money manager, and then he has this gold digging little friend who's always trying to spend his money. Dude, it's bad. Watching those two episodes felt like 4 hours of my life just went away.
What was the premise of at least the first episode?
So the first episode is his female friend and his other friend are over. She gets she buys an indoor skydiving thing and hits the wrong button, shoots through the roof into his gorilla habitat. She was wearing banana lip balm and got attacked by the gorillas and broke all the bones in her body. So she's in a full body cast. And to make it up to her, he got tickets to go to a concert, which is supposed to be a Swedish guy. It's called Swedish House Sensation.
Okay.
Which is a complete ripoff of Daft Punk, except for one guy. He even wears a Daft Punk mask.
Sounds like something IKEA would be sponsoring.
Literally.
Yeah.
Meatballs for everyone.
That comes up too.
Oh.
And so he, his dad then comes up the same day. His dad says, and his dad's super dumb, by the way. Like dumb and dumber dumb. Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
awful.
At one point eats styrofoam and doesn't know. It's just awful.
It's one of those odd shows, it sounds like, where the parents, like all parents are like stupid and all the kids are intelligent, and like there's that weird switchover, I guess, at time where they just become idiots.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So he then, his dad says, I noticed the family, you and your sister and I have been drifting apart because of the money. I want to go back to things the way they were, so we're going to have family game night. Happens the same night as the concert he wants to go through. Instead of telling his father, hey, can we do the game night like tonight and instead of tomorrow night because I'm going to a concert with my friends. He goes, I have a plan. I'll pay for the concert to be here in my bedroom with all these strangers in here and then try to be in both places at once. And his friend who's in the full body cast is on a dolly. So his excuse is he can stand next to her. And what he does, he has Irona stand there and talk in his voice. But because she can't turn her head to see him, she'll think he's still there. And he goes back and forth between the family game night and the concert in his house.
What a little douchebag.
Yeah, he's a super douche.
Like all these, like I can just imagine this concert that's sold out.
Moves it to his
house. And he moves it to his fucking house.
Well, he does have people come. There's people there for the concert.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was like a Coliseum.
Yeah.
And not
And it was room. And it was sold out. In the show, the concert was sold out, but he moved it there.
So he just displaced like thousands of people who were paying. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, super douche.
And
the
fact that he's actually, it sounds like that he's keeping his money for himself and not helping his family.
He they live there with him and like stuff, but like his sister wants to go to Harvard, so he makes a comment where he has the Harvard library there, and she's like, I don't want to replicate. He's like, no, That's actually the Harvard Library. I moved it here. We had to redo one of the walls because it broke in transport.
So again, he just displaced
yeah.
everybody that...
That goes to Harvard.
That goes to Harvard.
Library because his sister wants to go there.
Can't just then, send her there. But that's what I mean. It's like, can't just send her there. That might be too much money.
Yeah.
Or a bad investment, yeah. depending on who, you know, how she is.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Let's just move the library here because learn.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's awful. Netflix should be beyond ashamed of themselves.
They have to have, I mean, they've been producing a lot of good shows. Although I don't remember much about the first one that they produced. So they have to have one.
Well, Lilyhammer was decent. People like it, but I tried to watch it and it's not very good.
Yeah, that was the one where, what's his name, is a killer and he gets shipped off to
Norway. Yeah, it's basically with the guys from the Sopranos and the E Street Band.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it got good reviews, but...
Max Weinberg.
Max Weinberg?
Not Max Weinberg.
No.
No. So they have to have one bad show. I mean, they got to.
It's true.
So hopefully this is just that one, and then they just go,
it's fucking awful.
Let's delete that from our systems.
It's only been out for like a couple weeks. It already has one star, because you can't go lower than that.
You can. You don't rate it.
Yeah, but then you can't help it go down. But it's at one star right now, and it's like 4,000 something reviews.
God damn.
Yeah, it's rough, dude. It's like even kids should not get it, like, or shouldn't watch it because it's awful. Like it's a show written by a bunch of adults trying to make humor for kids, and they don't know how to do it because they're not very good at it. There's sexual innuendos with the robot. She's always trying to have relations with robotic things. Like there's a talk of her when she went to go to the grocery store that she last time was hitting on the scanner. And she at one point makes googly eyes at the amplifier when the concert's there. Like, it's fucked up, dude. It's so bad. Yeah. Oh, I'm so mad that I had to watch it. Like, I would rather watch Birds of Prey. Not so much Blade.
No.
Blade's fucking awful. Blade the series, not Blade the movies. I like those movies.
I still wouldn't want to watch Birds of Prey.
Oh. It's... Oh, you want to bet this? Watch those episodes. Watch the first two episodes of Richie Rich. See what happens. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't want to watch any of this shit.
Yeah, it's fucking bad.
When I was watching my show...
Barely watching your show?
After I was done, I decided to watch a bunch of clips from, like, different fight scenes from Blade.
The movies?
A bunch of different ones from them. And I got to thinking, if they redid Blade now, how would you guys want... We talked about it earlier a little bit. How would you want it in a movie form? Would you like Netflix to do it? What would you?
I think.
And who would you have as Blade?
To be honest, if I could still get Wesley Snipes, I'd still get Wesley Snipes.
Can't be Snipes. Because then it's just a sequel. You have to reboot that bad boy.
It'd take me a little while to think of an actor who would be halfway decent to do it. But if I could do that, and he's obviously a Marvel character, and integrate him into the Marvel universe, I would think I'd make a TV series out of it.
I put it on Netflix for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Watching how dark and violent Daredevil's looking to be.
Yeah.
It's going to fit
But then you could do Arrow stuff where you cross over characters, you know, for like an episode here or there.
The only thing is if I'm doing a Blade TV show, like especially on Netflix, I don't have it. For some reason, I don't have a problem with it crossing over with like Daredevil and what they're doing on Netflix. I don't want to see it in the Marvel movie universe, though.
Why not?
It just seems like I wanted two different types of movie. I want a Blade movie to be a rated R, hard, you know what I mean? Like a darker movie.
Pretty sure Daredevil's going to be close to rated R. It doesn't have to have a rating because it's on the internet. But it looks pretty fucking violent.
We'll see, but like, do you think they're going to take a rated R, real dark and grind kind of movie or show and mix it in with those movies?
In a way, because really, I mean, the character itself is what you're going to mix into it. So, like, it's still, like, when and if they do actually move the Defenders, which is the one from Netflix, into the cinematic universe, which they already mentioned, like, it's all in the same realm. Like, it's they all take place at the same time, because there's mention in the trailer of Iron Man and Thor. Obviously, he's drastically underpowered compared to them.
Right.
But he's on the same lines of, like, Hawkeye and Black Widow, because... They don't have powers either. They're just highly trained, so is he. But the characterization is going to be the same. The tone, obviously, will be different because Kingpin kills the shit out of, like, two guys in this trailer. Like, he's beating the one guy and then headbutts a dude and has to wipe blood off his face. I mean...
Well, the way I look at it is, would you like to see a really fucked up Blade character? Could you picture that character in any of the Marvel movies right now?
Yeah.
Really? See, I couldn't. It
because doesn't... if you look at the amount... When you talk about violence, look at Captain America 2. People died on screen... in that movie?
But I do honestly think I see where Mike's saying, like, in Blade, people can get chopped in half.
Well, if in but Captain vampires America, can.
In Captain, yeah, but in if you switch them over to the actual movies and stuff, you're not going to have vampires. They're not. It's not going to be like, oh, this whole army of bad guys are vampires, so Blade can just go chop them in half and they burn up.
I wouldn't be mad if they did something and just did a TV show and didn't have to... like, work to try to tie it into the Marvel Universe, you know?
Well, go in that same direction. Look at Avengers 1. They decapitated those aliens. They cut limbs off.
But that was different. They're aliens, and that's how...
That's what I'm saying, though. But when you have a team-up movie like that, it's going to be something large like that. Like, Age of Ultron's going to have a bunch of minions, so they're going to be able to just
But what I'm saying is, it's easier for people to... It's easier for people, for studios, for the rating system to accept robots being killed, aliens being killed... It's hard for them to accept people being killed.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, in Captain America 2, we did see humans get killed.
But not like chopped in half, not like losing their head.
Let me get
like,
there, hold on.
Okay.
So the only time you're going to have Blade in there is when it's a team-up movie with everybody, right? Which means it's going to be something like Infinity Wars, which is going to have an alien race in it. He can cut bitches up. Because he won't be fighting the other Avengers like that. He'll be fighting with them, killing aliens. Henceforth, your reference... It's okay to see aliens get killed. He'll be able to do the same thing he does in a show where he chops up vampires. Same thing.
Yeah, I would be okay at this point. There's so much tie-in, so much crossover with the universe. If they were just to say, we're just going to make a season of a Blade TV show on Netflix, and it's not going to have anything to do with the rest. It's just going to be him, and everything's going to be separate. I would be okay with that.
I mean, all they're going to do is if they do that, it's going to be they're going to mention that he's there. Like, no. Something's going to happen where the vampires... get some kind of weapon that the agent, the shield
Hydra
has to come
vampires.
Out. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and he's going
to
kill him.
Then you're going to have to introduce vampires into that world too. Just,
but I think I would be okay with what Mike
that
is saying
far
as well.
Of a stretch, but I mean, what I'm saying is, that if they do keep it solely by itself, they can still tie it into the universe. He just doesn't have to show up anything else.
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't think I want Blade to show up.
I don't think he will.
The only other thing, like by the looks of Daredevil, I could kind of see that crossover going if what we're seeing in the trailers is going to be, you know, is what we're thinking it's going to be is actually what it is. I get that. That's kind of how I would want Blade to turn out. But that character, Daredevil, and like a Punisher would be the only characters I would like to see crossed over with a Blade character. I think that'd be cool,
but they make it their own
Blade to be a hard rated R.
Yeah.
And super fucked up and violent.
Which I'd be able to accept.
Who'd you cast as Blade, Coder?
That kid that's going to be in Gotham as Lucius Fox. I don't know if you've seen him or not.
Yeah.
He was in Homeland.
I just saw that David Goyer was the creator of Blade. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They brought him over because he's the one that did the movies. He directed 1 and 3.
But I didn't realize he did the TV series. I
know
he directed 1 and 3.
Yeah,
because
they took the property right over.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like Spike.
David Goyer, you have such a career that just like, I love you for Batman. I hate you because of the Blade series. I love you for...
Click on David Goyer and see the shit he's actually made. Like, you will be even more upset with some of the stuff he's made.
I know. I've literally just like forgotten some of the stuff because it was so awful. Oh, he does Da Vinci's Demons as well?
Yeah,
I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's one of his, yeah.
I do want to watch that show, but I don't get HBO Stars, yeah.
But speaking of rated R type television shows, Powers started yesterday. It's the Brian Michael Bendis, Michael Oeming show.
PlayStation one, right?
It's the PlayStation Network one. Yeah. You talk about adult comic book shows, this one's definitely it.
Yeah.
There's nudity, extreme violence, there's a beheading shown on screen with a decapitated body falling and then blood just running out. Not like... Oh, it's way over there. I'm talking like right in front. There's bad language. Dude gets his head split open in the first part of the show. I was like, thank God they didn't neuter the shit out of this show, because the source material is violent as shit from the Icon book by Brian Michael Bendis. And the show is right there. Like, the first time you get to actually meet Wolf, which is played by Eddie Izzard, he's completely fucking naked.
Oh.
Not, and it's not like one of those things where, like, someone's standing right where his private to be on camera. They don't show his dick.
They're like
anything.
Austin Powers. There's like, it.
Yeah, they show him, and he's chained down because he's super powerful. He eats people, consumes them really, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And he is just naked as the day he was born. Like, you see his ass and everything, and I was like, oh, okay. And they cut away right before you see his dick. I was like,
Cause he's all, wow. Oh, I
was like,
that.
Eddie Izzard's dick. It's one they haven't seen. I have seen it. But I was like, wow, like, they're not pulling punches at all.
Good.
And, like, they're talking about blowjobs, and, like, there's a sex scene in it. They show one of the heroes having sex with this underage girl. Yeah, you heard me.
All right.
So in this world, there's a slight chance if you have sex or swap bodily fluids with a power, you can get their power for a small time, or get powers for a small bit of time. And so you have these basically power bangers who will have sex with the powers, and they will get basically their power will be transferred over. Like, they wouldn't take it away from them, but they share that power for a little bit.
It's like a reverse rogue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, there's mentioning of these like groupies and stuff, male or female, that will blow a hero or, you know, whatever, have sex with them to get a small taste of power.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I was like, you kept with it. I'm kind of proud of you guys. Like, I'm not ashamed of this at all. So I've only watched the first two episodes. Three of them are out so far.
So they didn't release them all at once? Like,
no, they're releasing them every week. So they're stretching it out.
It's just one season right now. Do they have plans on doing?
I think they're planning to do two. Okay. And I can't remember how many episodes they said the first season is. I'll have to look up here in a second while you guys start talking about David Goyer. Hmm. Or not. But it's really impressive. The one thing that it's got Charlton Copley in it.
Oh, that's
cool. He plays
cool.
Christian, the main character. And he's an ex power because he got his powers taken by Wolf. And he has a gnarly scar on his back, and he longs to have his abilities back, because being a super or power is like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
you know, you're
a
rock
awesome.
Star. So he has this turmoil relationship with a bunch of the powers out there, because he was a form power. He's one of the most powerful ones, called Diamond. But when he got his powers taken away, he became a detective, and he runs the powers division of the police, PD, and his job is to take down powers that use their abilities in public against other people, basically.
Okay.
Because there's a rule, basically a law, you're not supposed to use your power unless you're a registered user, and only if you're doing it for the greater good. So there are criminals, obviously. One of them, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now, but he actually is played by the guy who plays Vogel Holt in the Game of Thrones show.
Okay.
So the guy who, now you've seen season 4, I was talking about the guy that goes after Jon and gets his head snapped around by
Hodor.
By Hodor. He plays one of the main bad guys in it. And his ability is basically teleport. And it's cool because bloop, when he does it, it's a really funny sound. But he just like boom like this, and then like he's the gun that decapitates the guy because he grabs him and teleports only the head and him.
Oh.
And the body just goes... and blood just starts gushing out.
Awful.
Oh, it's awesome. But they do a pretty good job at the like doing the special effects, like the flying stuff, and for like a TV show, obviously not gonna. And Sony's notorious for not throwing money at certain things. They did a pretty good job. Like, one of the first powered fights you see is a guy, I can't remember his name, but like you see like glowing on his skin,
mm-hmm.
and he punches through a big metal door, and then they take him down and he gets shot. Which is pretty fun. But you see people flying around, like Retro Girl saves Christian and the one girl from who she jumps off a building. Christian decides to jump after. He's not going to be able to save her, so she grabs them both. And so, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a fun show. So check it out.
On that note of the TV series that premiere on console systems,
yep,
I haven't been able to watch any of the Halo stuff. It's good. Is it good?
Yeah.
What? How many shows were there of that?
There are 13.
Isn't it just one series? And there was going to more?
Yeah. I don't know if they've announced any more.
Anyway.
But, no, it's good.
It's just interesting to see that everybody's trying to make their own series, and some of them are hits, some of them are misses, and
yeah.
Obviously, I don't have a PS4, so I could never watch Powers, which kind of sucks. The first episode
is up for free on YouTube.
Well, that's cool.
It's an hour-long show.
I mean, like, I can't get into it because I don't have a PS4. Yeah. You know, it sucks because of that.
I'm sure you'll be able to rent it soon.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's been capturing it. But the same thing would be Halo. I'm not even sure if I can get it on the 360.
No, it's Xbox One because it's on the Halo channel.
Exclusive, yeah, which, thanks, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because I don't pay for gold, you know, every year. I actually don't because...
You get it for free.
I get it for free. But if I did, thanks.
What I'm saying, though, is I would buy it if I had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want, for the people out there who want more of adult-themed rated R type material from a comic book television show, Daredevil is definitely looking that way. But Powers is right on there. And Powers may not be for everybody because it is really rough. Like,
it almost sounds like a Game of Thrones like esque.
Yeah.
Just in like the violence and pretty much anything can happen. You know?
Definitely not pulling punches for sure. It's really good. It's fun. It's a good time. So I highly recommend for everybody who wants to check it out. At least watch the first episode on YouTube. It's just called Powers of the Show. If you search for it, it'll pop up.
Then you get into it.
Yeah, it's like heroin, baby. Get a little bit of taste, and you come on back for some more.
Now, like, it's $400 plus $99 a year or whatever it is for the... Or is it still 60, free for the 60?
It's 60 bucks, yeah. They dropped it from 99 because, I mean, obviously,
cause
no one's going to pay that.
No.
I didn't. I bought it for 30 when it was on sale last Christmas.
Oh, nice.
It's about to expire, though, so it's going to suck. I'm not going to be able to finish the season, so I might have to buy it. Sons of bitches. But, yeah. So that was it for the awful TV shows we made each other watch. And I don't think we came up with another assignment list, so way to fail.
Prep work. Fuck that.
Yeah, prep work.
Every other week.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. Someone's supposed to bring a flash drive so someone can start listening to the Game of Thrones books.
Yeah, I realize. I forgot.
Someone...
I'm not going to name any names, Joe. Kara Danvers. It's from Supergirl show. They're finally showing her what she looks like as Kara versus when she's in Supergirl.
The costume wasn't bad.
It's actually designed by the same people who did Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Looks
good. Yeah. It's a little darker than I thought it was going to be, like the coloring.
It looks like the female version of the Man of Steel one. Because it's that kind of like texture.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. I'm still... not a supporter of that show, but that's a good first step to have the
nice... Gonna have Superman in it.
It's weird. Just have a Superman show. Like,
bring back Adventures of Lois and Clark. Oh, not with Dean Cain.
Okay, I was going to say, you really want
to... Reboot.
Reboot.
Yeah.
While we're on things that need to come back, why don't we bring back Reboot?
Oh, I love that show. They did bring it back at one point.
Yeah, they did come back for a little bit. Not long enough, though.
Beavis and Butthead had a little comeback for a little bit. Like 8 episodes or 6 episodes, something like that.
It wasn't half bad.
It was good.
I was surprised to see it come back.
It was funny watching them make fun of, like, shitty music videos of today. So I was like, I'm a supporter.
I'll allow it.
I'll watch it if it comes back some more.
This is Mike's stamp of approval.
Speaking of shows, so we talked about Lucy Lawless being added to the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before the second season started, or second half of the first season.
She was only on there for an episode.
The one episode, right? Like, she wasn't even in the full episode. She dies halfway through. Spoiler. So she is joining the cast of Starz Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh.
So that's exciting. Just as long as she lives past one episode.
No, she's not. That's her new thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in everything and die in it.
She's the Sean Bean of the actresses.
Good segue, Joe.
Yeah.
So Sean Bean has a new project coming out.
What?
Yep, he's going to do a voice and of a cartoon in a Starz animated show based on a comic book series about coming out.
Scooby-Doo.
It's called The Untamed. He plays a dead guy.
Oh.
So
he knows how to do this role.
Yeah. Who basically gets brought back with a deal from the devil to kind of like Spawn in a way. But he's back from the swords and shields days, but it's been modern. He's been put up to the modern times. So it sounds pretty cool. I just got the info about that. I'll show you guys later. But looks could be pretty good.
Does he have a flaming skull, ride a motorcycle?
No.
Oh, damn it.
That would be Ghost Rider.
It's close.
Yeah. Not the kids show, but the comic book one.
Yeah.
That was ruined.
Yeah, we're not talking about Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I'd reboot that too.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Let's reboot that and Blade.
All right, now let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pull up character list.
For Blade? Well, Blade, you just need two people.
Whistler and Blade?
Yeah. Hmm. That's the only two you need.
And then just interchangeable vampires throughout the seasons. Yeah.
And then you can just bring your best.
All right, go. Whistler. And not Chris Kristofferson.
But he's so good.
Ugh, Sam Elliott's old, though. We only have a season and a half before he dies.
He's awesome, though. I'd take a season and a half of Sam Elliott as Whistler before he dies. One last cool thing to do.
Then they bring in his daughter.
Nah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, that was poor. Poor ideal. Old guy.
I'd have to put too much thought into this. Like, I couldn't do this right now.
What?
I just can't.
Who'd you have as Blade?
I told you already. That Chris Chalk guy from that one show, Homeland, who's going to be in Gotham as Lucius Fox.
Jamie Fox.
Ugh, no.
Yeah, that'd be
bad. Isn't he like 50 years old?
It doesn't look 50, though.
Yeah, but he's also not good. He's good and funny.
Imagine
but...
Jamie Fox trying to do like all the acrobats and stuff with Blade.
He could do it.
You think he could do it? Oh, I'm sorry. He rode a horse.
He rode a horse in Django.
It's so much like jumping around and stuff.
True. Yeah. Valid point, Mike.
Yeah.
Turned into electricity in Spider-Man.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
So he's obviously got range.
Yeah.
You're like, no, he actually turned into electricity.
He
that
made
was in
himself
CGI.
Blind. And learned how to play the piano and sing really good for Ray.
I don't think he made himself blind.
No, he made himself blind.
He spent 4 to 6 hours every day staring into a lit lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shade on it. Just
while playing the piano. Ding, 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 ding. And losing a lot of weight. Say you had to go more established name, though. Ooh.
It's a tough one.
See, that's why I can't do it just right now. I'd have to do a little research.
Wish
black guy
Idris Elba was younger. He'd be perfect for it if he was a little bit younger.
If he were younger, yeah.
Or they can just do old Blade.
Oh, after he's been done years and years of just fighting,
and then he has to like take on an apprentice.
Old man Blade.
Old man Blade, dude.
Like an old man Logan.
So Whistler's dead, so yeah, you can bring in anybody you want to be a sidekick at that point.
Yeah.
But
true.
But in his lair, there's a picture of Sam Elliott as Whistler hung up.
We got Blade 2099.
I'm trying to think if there's a someone who's not already doing something. Because the guy who's playing Luke Cage,
yeah,
could easily be Blade for sure.
Yeah, and so is the guy who's playing Black Panther could have done it too.
Chadwick Boseman or whatever. Yeah. Obviously, what's his name's playing Falcon?
Anthony Mackie.
I don't think he could. I mean, he could do action, but I don't know if he could do the karate action.
Yeah, anybody could, as long as they're.
Yeah, committed to it.
Halfway athletic enough.
Brings me a question. Who do you think they're going to get to play Iron Fist? Because that's a Netflix show.
Man, I don't know. We talked about this before.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Joseph Gordon-Levitt would be awesome.
Maybe.
Iron Fist. But I don't think that's going to work. I don't think they'll do that for a Netflix TV show.
I could.
Hey, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you make lots of money right now movies. Would you mind
a little bit less making, to do a TV show?
Just a skosh. Just take off a couple of zeros. Keep taking them off.
It's Netflix,
taking them off.
Netflix does print their own money.
Yeah. They pretty much do, yeah.
They're the next thing that Disney's going to buy up, so.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Disney just slowly taking over the world.
They're already slowly taking over the world.
I realize
They've been on that road for like 50 years. They just made big, big strides lately.
Boom, boom. I didn't read this story. Did you read the thing about the casting for this Arrow Flash spinoff show that they're trying to do?
Uh-uh.
So they want to basically make a show that's a spinoff from Flash and Arrow of minor characters. So like Firestorm would show up in it. And ones that like people who like wouldn't be in the show regularly, but they would be back and forth doing the shows.
Yeah.
And one of the ones they had was Static Shock. And I was like, so Static Shock gonna show up in one of the two shows? And then gonna be in this one? So I didn't read it. I can read it now.
I think the concept would be, once you mentioned Static Shock, would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know? I just don't like the way that it sounds like it's going to have to rely more on the original two shows. You know, it shouldn't be a spinoff of the shows, because at this point it sounds like you've already spun off the Flash from the Arrow. Now you're trying to do another spinoff.
It's not like, I mean, kind of a spinoff because he was introduced in Arrow, but it was all designed to be
a right. He wasn't a big part. Flash wasn't a big part of Arrow, and they didn't Cleveland show him. Oh, we give him a new show.
Yeah, but I mean, they did. I mean, technically it was a spinoff because they introduced him in.
But Arrow, it was originally having a show before they spun it off. Right?
They didn't. No. They planned it to spin off from Arrow. Like he didn't show up and like, we like this kid a lot. Let's make a show about him.
That's what I mean. That would be a spinoff.
They designed it to be a spinoff directly off the show.
But they introduced him
knowing he was gonna have his own show.
So it's not really a pure spinoff. Yeah. It's just
they planned
that's
it
that
where
way, they yeah. that's where they introduced him. Yeah.
Yeah. They plan it to be that way. They're gonna spin it off of that show, but they're gonna introduce him in there. But it's not one of those things where like, hey, we introduced Barry Allen, people really liked him. Let's give him his own show. Like they designed it to do that. But yes. Not a traditional spinoff. For sure. But this would be they would use this as a vehicle to spin those characters off of the show into this one and have them there. So I don't know if it'd be like...
Well, isn't Brandon, what's-his-fuck getting his own show out of all this?
That's what this is supposed to be. Adam's supposed to be in this spinoff show.
See, I don't like him being in this universe. I feel like that's almost getting too superpowery.
Well, in Arrow's show, it's a little too superpowery, but being in the Flash universe... Yeah, but that's why he's...
You know what I like so much about those two shows is, and not enough people realize this is basically DC giving you your Batman and Superman TV show without the pressure of having it actually be Batman and Superman, because you have the one with the powers and they have the crazier, and even how it's shot like, you know... Flash is brighter and more colorful and lots of stuff going on. Arrow is darker and grittier, like a Gotham would be. I like that, because that's, I mean, anybody, because I've seen people online, oh, we should have a Batman TV show, we should have a, I'm like, no, dude, you have it already. Like, go watch these. This is your Batman and Superman. It's the same dynamic between the two, you know, and slight differences here and there, obviously, but it's basically
Batman
Superman, dude, yeah. and it's awesome. And it's the coolest way to do it, because then you don't actually have to have Batman and Superman on a TV show, because those don't really work as TV shows. Like, they rarely ever would, so.
Yeah.
Unless they're animated.
Animated, you could do it all goddamn day. It's
way easier.
But live action, it shouldn't happen. Maybe someday it might work, but.
Especially now when you're trying to actually get movies out of it. So you have Batman, Superman. Do you make something that's within continuity? You wouldn't be able to really.
See, but I kind of like the fact that the DC shows going on have nothing to do with the DC movies. And I know it's going to confuse some people, and they're going to be like, well, why isn't
Arrow? Yeah.
Which is dumb. And like, just enjoy it. Like, it's two separate entities. Like, enjoy.
But that's what I mean. You keep your smaller characters in that universe towards TV.
Yeah.
And then your bigger guys, Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, blah, 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 they get the movies. Because, I mean, there's been rumors
about Dick Grayson being in as Nightwing.
And Arrow.
Which would be awesome. You have that in Arrow, and you don't have to have him in the Batman versus Superman movie. He doesn't need to be in there, but he has his own thing that he can do, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
I know, shows. I'm glad they're coming back this week because it's been a long couple of weeks since they've been off. They each have, like, what, 4 episodes left? I'm like, fuck, come on.
Yeah, I think so. Because Arrow had its non-Flash week where it didn't have a Flash one, just like Flash had a non-Arrow one at the beginning. But speaking of the DC Cinematic Universe, what do you think of the rumors of Kirk playing the new Hal Jordan?
I'm okay with it. I mean, we haven't had Ryan Reynolds did the a decent job, I think, the first time around. But we need something different. We can't just throw Ryan Reynolds into it. And
well, yeah, that's the problem with having a good casting choice in a bad movie. It's because you kind of throw that away and you can't ever use it again.
Yeah.
The same thing like we've talked about before. If you were to do a Dark Knight Returns live action now, like George Clooney would be a cool old man Logan, or old man Logan, old man Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But he was actually a Batman, so now so you can could. Never do that again.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, kind
of. One of the forgotten ones, yeah.
Yeah. So you can never do that again, and that's what sucks. Ryan Reynolds could be a really good Green Lantern.
Well, he was a good Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. But the movie was hot garbage, so now he just can't do that again. Like, you can't make that a thing again. So yeah. It kind of sucks.
I'm interested to see it. Obviously, you know, it would be more interested in seeing how he portrays the character, you know.
So, I would have liked for them to gone with Jon Stewart, though. I thought that
would Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart, not the guy from Daily Show. He is the...
John Stewart playing John Stewart would be racist and funny.
Yeah, he would, it would be super bizarre. It would be completely away from the actual character of John Stewart, but...
he's this black Jewish guy.
Yeah. But what we're talking about, if you guys... So, you know, Kirk, when I say Kirk, is Chris Pine, who played Captain Kirk, James T. Kirk, from the newer Star Trek movies. He is rumored right now to play the new Hal Jordan in the Justice League movie. That comes out in 2017, right? Is when it comes out, or 18, something like that.
Somewhere,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, because Batman and Superman next year, right?
Did they push it back that far?
Yeah, because it's the same day as Captain America 3.
Okay.
Neither of them have changed their date yet.
Wow.
DC will.
Yeah, they will.
No one's want to go up that because. How depending on how big Ultron's going to be,
from
but
each other, though.
Well, yeah, they don't like, want to compete for sure.
Yeah,
but I think.
But they'll both that weekend will both rake in over $200 million. Oh, yeah.
They're gonna do good. It's just they could do better if they weren't on the same weekend as.
Yeah.
Them. They need to be at least a month apart.
Yeah.
3 weeks at the least, a month would be perfect.
I'd say at least a month. 3 weeks is still
now. 3 weeks would be like the enough where enough people would have already seen the first one.
But 3 weeks, like 3 weeks in, you're still getting half full crowds for the nighttime show.
Oh, you certainly are. So that's what I'm saying. The least amount of time possible would be 3 weeks.
Yeah, I say a month has to be.
But
the least
month would be
time.
What I would care to see it at. I mean, I'll go see both the same.
Two
weekend.
Months would be better for everybody. But yeah, at least a month.
It just sounds like people need to recuperate from their experiences.
Well, most people, unlike the three of us and some of our friends, don't go to see a movie every other weekend or every weekend, you know?
Every week when it calls for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes more than once a week. But, I mean, I agree it needs more time in between. But the picture, we talked a little bit of Aquaman, most terrifying Aquaman ever.
He's super badass.
Yeah. Still on a hook hand, but okay. I'll let him do it in the movie. What was I gonna say? Something about
you're explaining who Chris Pine to and Jon Stewart.
So Jon Stewart, so Chris Pine would play Hal Jordan, who was the first Green Lantern
of Earth.
Technically, the first Green Lantern. We're not gonna go into the other one.
Yeah.
The first official Green Lantern of Earth. And Jon Stewart later took the mantle when Hal Jordan kind of became not deemed worthy anymore. because he might have killed a shit ton of people, saving one person.
And John Stewart was a black man.
John Stewart is a black man. Mm-hmm. He was the first black Green Lantern. Well, Black Earth Green Lantern, because that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to go that route just to avoid the confusion between
the Ryan Reynolds character.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, when they were floating around the idea of The Rock as Jon Stewart a while back before he officially signed on for Black Adam, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. He's so badass. But there's a bunch of people who could do that one too. But no, Chris Pine's.
I think it's a solid choice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really good choice. Chris Pine's a good actor.
Yeah,
I think he'd do good.
And it'd be nice to see him in something good outside of Star Trek.
Was he good in Jack Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, he made a good... I mean, he was the... They played him... Well, I don't think they played him. The character was obviously the younger version.
Yeah.
So he was less...
I think the sequel, Jack Ryan, would be better.
Yeah, because he was less like Jack Ryan was in the good movies. We're not going to say like...
It'd still be later movies.
Yeah, like he was more... Because he was newer. Like, he was still reluctant to use his knowledge. But at the end of the movie, he was just fucking... balls out, I'll do whatever you want, because he was still an analyst in the movie. Still, he was trained as an actual spy, an espionage specialist, but he was still an analyst from the core.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't all balls out action, which he never really is much. Like, he's not a Jason Bourne.
No, definitely not Jason Bourne.
But he's like the later movies, like Hunt for October. He's a lot more confident in himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like even those
though
ones?
Hunt for October, he's still more of an analyst than anything.
It's, I mean, he's still, until, yeah, he, yeah.
Not until, like, really after, I want to say, probably Patriot Games that he becomes more of a, more involved in the other side of espionage.
But, yeah, so, like, what I mean is they based that movie on him being younger. And, the mission he's on is his first real... espionage mission.
Gotcha.
So that was the big thing. But no, it was a good movie. Kevin Costner, I could have swore was bad guy in it. Like, the way they were portraying him, you totally thought he was going to be the one that's actually is the bad guy in it.
Huh.
But I don't want to ruin anything for it, but he wasn't.
Not going to ruin it for you. Not the bad guy.
Because the trailer kind of makes you think that. Like, he portrays him at one point, because, like, in the trailer, they show him, like, shooting a gun, and, like, Jack Ryan, and a bullet flies past him. You're like, Kevin Costner, you son of a bitch. That's not how you build a baseball field, you son of a bitch.
You're destroying my dreams.
Yep. But,
my field of dreams.
Yeah. So, I think Jack Ryan was good, if you ask me.
He could do, he'd be a good Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Now that that's being floated out, I'm trying to think of if he could do better choices, and I'm like, Chris Pine would be good.
Yeah. Give him a shot. Let that happen. One solid. And then I know Ryan Reynolds is actually doing the Deadpool movie later this year.
Yeah.
Or at least they'll start trying to start shooting later this year. So
for what? Sorry.
Deadpool?
No, Deadpool's shooting right now.
It's shooting right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're past pre-production. They're doing actual footage right now.
Okay. So I really, I mean, that's what, I hope that's what just Ryan,
I hope that's them.
That's what I hope Ryan Reynolds did.
This has nothing Wolverine to do with Wolverine. This character.
But that's what he's saying.
Yeah,
this is them trying to get him back to Deadpool.
If you watched the short that was put out, the test footage they did where he's like crazy on the freeway and kills dudes, that's the Deadpool we're getting. The people who made that are making this movie. So it's
badass.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the closest they've, it was almost fucking spot on for Deadpool. Just
that was
crazy.
There
it is. So yeah, that's the team behind this one. So we'll be good. Let's see. Other news before we wrap this up. live action Dumbo, done by Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
That's just a big old acid trip.
And we're just going to throw Johnny Depp is going to be in there somewhere.
He's
it's not announced
Dumbo
yet, but you know he's going to be
like
in there somewhere.
Dumbo's going to be CG.
No.
Johnny Depp's going to do the mocap for Dumbo, like he did in Ringo.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there was no mocap in Ringo, but
no.
Was there?
Every actor was mocapped for Ringo.
They all did the actual footage stuff. It wasn't just voice. It was all the actors.
In they acted out.
And everything.
Yeah. It's one of those things that Sony does, like, spends tons of money and on this technology to do something for something that's not designed to be a big movie. Like, Rango wasn't designed to be the next big Ice Age movie. No. But it was like, we're going to make it because we want to.
But it was cool.
It was cool. Yeah,
it was dope. The the CG was but fantastic.
Anyway, but more importantly, that's how he's doing Dumbo. He's gonna
attach a nose to him.
My concern about it is that he's going to Tim Burtonize it, which is obviously going to be...
people want. That's why he keeps getting work, because he Tim Burtons the fuck out of everything.
And it's so, just he just needs to stick to his own property. Like, there are some things at work. Like, I haven't honestly watched all of Alice in Wonderland. I was just trying to remember if it was just called Alice. I couldn't remember.
That was the one from sci-fi.
And, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's where I was getting that from. So it kind of works there. Like, the Tim Burton version of Alice in Wonderland kind of works because it's a messed up, kind of screwy world. But then you do, you're going to come back to do this, and Dumbo is more of a straight up
family movie,
family kids movie, and I don't want to see it Tim Burtonized, where it's like weird, you know, tents and stuff like that, and these weird characters that are all crooked and odd in the head.
This is the thing that throws me off. So if we look at the live action Disney movies that we're getting so far, Cinderella,
right?
Pretty straightforward Cinderella movie,
right?
Jungle Book.
So far, we haven't seen anything from it, really, other than just animatics and or not animatics, but test drawings and stuff like that, and like a little bit of that. Then you have Dumbo. When you think Dumbo, looking at this other stuff they're doing, you're like, oh, that seems like a weird movie to do action.
Because I really couldn't see them doing a live action Dumbo. It's going to be difficult.
But then you throw in Tim Burton-esque stuff.
Oh, Beauty and Beast, the other one, too.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything from it, though, yet.
But that's going to be all live
action. Yeah, it's what I mean, yeah.
But again, I can still see Beauty and the Beast. I mean, it's been done live action already.
Yeah, there's only
one. Ted Danson, what's up?
Yeah. But, I mean, I can see those movies. It's so easy to make those movies into live action, but now you're taking Dumbo.
Jungle Book's kind of weird.
Jungle Book is kind of weird. I think you can still do it.
Yeah.
You know.
I think the weirdest part is the fact that it's Tim Burton.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
If you would have said anybody else, I'd have been like, oh, okay.
Okay, we'll give it a shot. But yeah,
Tim Burton. You say Tim Burton, I'm thinking really abstract, weird backgrounds and
exactly,
fucking awkward characters and all kinds of crazy shit.
The hallucination scene is going to be fucking intense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets super drunk.
Yeah. And all the pink elephants going around and singing Elephants on Parade. Yeah.
If this is going to be a family movie, that scene is going to be the equivalent to the boat scene in Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's not a kid's movie scene.
Mm-mm.
This will not be a kid's movie scene if they actually do that.
Or even like the Willy Wonka one where you get to the point where when he goes to visit his dad in the dentist office.
Oh, in the Tim Burton
one. Yeah, the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, that's right.
And like... that's going to be like the scene where his mom, like when he comes upon his mom all in chains and stuff, it'll be like super disturbing. You're like, kids don't understand what the hell's going on. And there's all this like psychological stuff. And I'm like, I'm just thinking to myself, movie's going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Like super fucked up. But that's what Disney wants it. I mean, Disney.
Who's going to play the racist birds?
Jamie Foxx. Oh, Jamie Foxx. Fucking Tracy Morgan, Martin Lawrence. We can throw Eddie Murphy in there. Who's another good? Kevin Hart can be in there.
All of our favorite black stand-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Rock can be if he wants. How many were there? Five or six?
I don't know.
There's three that talked and stuff. But
Cat Williams. Throw Cat Williams in there.
No, because he'll punch someone at Target again.
Yeah. Get in trouble halfway through production.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be weird because like, in Alice in Wonderland, much like the Oz movie, which we all forget is also Disney. It's
Actually, the original Oz is not.
No, the newer one.
The newer one,
It's one of their, not Buena Vista. Was it Buena Vista? Doesn't matter. The animals, I mean, obviously it's going to be CG. They're not going to have a real fucking elephant trying to fly with a fucking feather. But it's going to be weird to see, like, his characters interact with this CG elephant.
Yeah.
And the bird. Like, it's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, like, the only CG character, like, fully CG character that interacted with someone from Alice in Wonderland was Cheshire Cat. And that guy was fucking dope. With the crazy glowy fur mm-hmm. and... It's gonna be fucking weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of want to see some concept art from it. It would be like the first big thing I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity. Anything else important to get to?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything else.
Boom, boom, boom. We don't have assignments, right?
Nah, no. We'll figure something out. Do you want to talk about Doberman real quick?
Nope.
Okay.
Just kidding. So I wrote a small review, blurb about a comic book that's coming out soon. Trade paperback for comic books already out, called Doberman. Go to the Facebook page as well as the Tumblr page. You can read about there and get more information about it. And share with your friends if you want to. I describe what it is on there, so
yeah,
check that out.
Reach out. It's good stuff, so check it out.
And then hopefully we'll maybe turn this into something we do offline, or not offline, but off the show, where we write up stuff and things like that, and then maybe get suggestions from people.
Possibly could be a nice first step into
something else.
New foray of Comes Naturally, so.
So we'll see what happens.
So please support that and check it out and make sure we get lots of eyes on it.
But yeah, that's all I have for this. I mean, there's other news, but we can. Yeah,
it's not important.
Yep. So yeah, that's it for this week. Anybody else? Anything?
Nope. Nothing. Okay.
Comes Naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
and I'm Cody. And as regular, at this time of the show, go fuck yourself, internet.
Outro song, outro music.